$1,000 to help defray the cost of a fundraiser for the fire company, which is a golf tournament on May 5th.
I'd like to make a motion. I take $500 from my council med funds.
Second.
They're all over 15, so you can't use it in youth activity.
Even though your district butts up to that, but
I'm
I know you're a little
I'm
cheap.
Supporting that deal. He's getting $500. You're getting $500.
Thank you.
There you go. Question, or you have a second on your motion? Mr. Dukes. Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Dukes to appropriate $500 requested. The Georgetown Fire Company's fundraiser coming up for administrative costs. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Motion passed.
The next is from the Delaware 4-H Foundation, and they're requesting funding to establish the Ted Palmer Leadership Endowment to provide annual support for a Delaware 4-H'er to attend the National 4-H Conference each year in Ted Palmer's name.
What are they just sending one person? Is that what that is?
What they'd like to set up a fund so that they have money available to do this on an annual basis.
I make a motion. We give $200 from each councilman's account for a total of $1,000.
It could be youth activity if
you
want.
That's
what I intend. Okay, a motion, Mr. Phillips, second by.
What was his motion? I'm sorry.
Give $200 each from youth activity to the 4-H Foundation Palmer Endowment Fund for the
youth activity
for the National Conference of 4-H. Yes.
You need a loan?
No, I'm all right.
Would you say?
I checked with the banker.
Are you second the motion?
This time of year, I have to reassure myself.
Motion by Mr. Phillips, second Mr. Dukes, to approve $200 each from the youth activity for the Delaware 4-H Foundation Palmer Endowment for the National Conference attendee. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Now, if this is going to just for, this is where I would like to know if it's just one individual, $1,000 is excessive, but if it's going to go into a fund and it's going to be building, could somebody clarify that?
Yeah, it is. It's
we don't pay individuals, though.
They're trying to set up a fund so that they have enough money to send someone one person each year.
Well, are they going to be back every year for $1,000, you think?
No.
Okay.
Right. Well, we don't know that.
I can't guarantee that.
Yeah, we won't know that.
All right, I guess I'll vote yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes.
And then the last one is from the Laurel Chamber of Commerce for the 12th Annual Independence Day celebration in Laurel. And last year, we gave $600, $300 for Mr. Dukes and $300 for Mr. Phillips.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion Mr. Dukes, second by Mr. Phillips to grant Laurel Chamber of Commerce for Independence Day celebration. How much did you say?
Six and three.
Questions? Mr. Cole.
Whoa, 3-3. Oh, 3-3.
Okay.
Boy, those poor people.
He was giving
they'll get half a fireworks show this year.
$300 from each councilman.
Fireworks only go halfway.
Question, Mr. Cole.
Stop. Yes.
Mr.
Cheap Bunch.
Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Diggs?
Yes.
I vote yes. Move on to additional business. Don't we have any additional business?
Yeah,
Mr. Kramer?
No.
Hey, come on.
Okay, yes, I think Kramer and this. I knew these other people had some.
Come on, sir. Please state your name and your address and your business.
Thank you. My name is Bill Behan. I'm the president of the Rehoboth Beach Historical Society. We have a 50-year lease on a historic and strategically located piece of property, which we intend to renovate and convert into a badly deeded Rehoboth Beach Museum. We're here tonight to follow up on our request for Sussex County financial support. With me are three members of the Society's executive board, Mary Tylecki Dixon and Dick T. Cube, our native born and lifetime residents of Eastern Sussex County. And Barbara Glazer is the chairperson for our fundraising committee. Barbara is going to give you a very brief overview of the project and status, and then we'll all be here to answer any questions that you might have on the project.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. We have a remote mic. Robin, where's your mic? Man, if you like stand, or you can stand up here and talk if you want. She can stand right there. Okay. Fine. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Can you see this okay? I'm
yes.
Not sure it's
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Mr. Right. Jones is very familiar with that location. He used to stop
thank
there.
Thank you.
Where was Ice House?
So I know some of you recognize this as the entrance into Rehoboth Beach, and what we're here to do is to just give you an opportunity to know a few more details. 2 weeks ago, I sent you all a package that had a lot of detail about the project and an update on where we are. And so we just wanted to go through the high spots tonight. We need your help, and what we have requested is $100,000 from Sussex County Council. What we're trying to do is to create an exciting and beautiful entryway into Rehoboth Beach. You can see this is just as you go over the canal, and you're facing Rehoboth Avenue. It's going to be the first building that you see on your left as you come into town. This is going to be part of a historic campus, which includes not only the old Ice House building, but also the restored train station, which is now going to be a visitor center. And this is all contiguous to the original camp meeting area, tabernacle area, which first brought people to Rehoboth Beach. And what we're intending to do here is to complement the historic district by building additional museum exhibit space, meeting space, and media room space as a part of the old Ice House. Now, the Ice House is important for Rehoboth because the Ice House and the train station are what brought tourists here. And then, of course, the Ice House allowed us to continue the canneries in the area as well as to safely feed the people who lived there and who visited there. What has happened to our project, and I described this with a lot of financial background for Mr. Baker, if he looked at the financial detail, our costs have escalated as many of the projects have in the area. I'm sure you know what happened with Canal Front Lewis, as well as the bridge over Indian River and streetscape in Rehoboth. And so what has happened is that we had to go through a second bidding process, which caused us to lose time, and but has resulted in the bid being won by a local contractor, John L. Briggs from Georgetown. We're back on track, and our intent is to break ground in June of this year, 2006, and to open the museum Memorial Day 2007. We're starting now to work actively on the exhibits, and I brought some examples of one of the three exhibits. We're going to have the opening exhibits will be around three topics. The first will be the boardwalk, of course, why people come. The Cape Henlopen Lighthouse, which we share responsibility with Lewis for. There's some debate, is that Lewis, is it Rehoboth? But we all love the mystery of the falling of the Cape Henlopen Lighthouse. And then the evolution of the bathing suit. So imagine kids on a rainy day will be able to come to a museum rather than just going to movies or going to outlet stores shopping with their parents, and they'll have something educational that they can learn about. I wanted to give you an update of where we are in our fundraising. We have raised $1 million to date, but the project with the escalation is now at $1.7 million. We have a $400,000 line of credit in place, which will allow us to go ahead and break ground. But our fundraising now is focused largely on local support, which is why we're here in front of the council. And we believe if we can get more local support, we can probably get additional foundation funding from Longwood Foundation in Wilmington, because what they said is you need local support. So about half of our money to date has come either from the state of Delaware or Wilmington-based foundations. So what we think we have here is a unique opportunity to give you a very positive and visible contribution back to coastal Sussex with support of our museum, and we'll be happy to answer any questions if you have them, but we do need more local support.
I'm sure you got a very worthwhile cause there, but the problem that the council gets into, I have a Laurel and Seifert both have historical societies, and if we do this, then the council better be prepared to do it for every one of them. I mean, you know, it's something that we've not got into. I mean, I support Laurel and Seifert through my councilmatic funds, and last year through our community reinvestment that we had, and Mr. Cole had, and everybody had. It'd be my suggestion that it be done through that, because I don't think that I won't support it, because if you do, then I'm going to want the same support for Laurel and Seifert over there, and I'm sure that Milton and Georgetown and all the rest of them are going to be, you know, they're going to be right in here after, you know, also. It's worthwhile, and it's a good thing to do that, but I think that in light of what I just said, we got to be careful. If we do it for you, we're going to have to do it for everybody.
What's a realistic number that you were hoping to achieve from this body?
What we have asked for in our request is $100,000. We have received $253,000 from the state in matching funds. We have previously received some funds from Sussex County. This isn't our first request, $12,000 to date.
Each councilman's allocated, I believe, $85,000.
Not next year.
Not next year?
Is it going up?
Realistically, it will be about $30,000.
Okay.
We are a major purchaser of electric, as you can imagine. Our electric rates will go up 117% next year. We have a pump station in Bethany Beach that last year cost us $210,000 to operate. Next year, that pump station is going to cost us over $500,000 to operate. That's what we're faced with. The consumer is looking at a 59% rate increase on electric. On compound on top of that, we are purchasing electric for wastewater. The consumer is going to be looking at increases in sewer based on that. We're trying to buy down electric rates. We have, I don't know, 15, 16 lighting districts that if we don't buy down electric, they're going to be looking. So we are looking at tremendous increases there. That the gifts next year are not going to be there like they were last year. It will take three of them to tell me to give you $100,000, to be honest with you. Mr. Baker and I don't have the money.
I understand.
We have to have three of them to tell us.
Well, like I say, what we wanted to do is have the opportunity to give you a little more detail. As it's our belief that this is going to fuel the tourism pump, so it's not just about Rehoboth Beach per se. It is making a beautiful entryway into the city, and it's bringing tourists and keeping them happy. So that's worth something, we think.
And just to comment on what Dale said, I mean, he's got a good point. It's kind of what we've always operated here, but my only comment would be that there will be worthy projects throughout this county with different towns, Dale, and I can't see why we wouldn't, you know, look at them as they came in front of us, as opposed to just saying, you know, no to them, because right now maybe Seifert and Laurel haven't attempted anything, but they will in the future as more and more towns, try to capture something that is being lost here. And keep in mind, what is it, about 5 or 6 million visitors, I think, visit our coastal area, and out of the 5 or 6 million that visit coastal Sussex County, 3 million, over half, go into Rehoboth down that street and visit there, and the money that comes in there. And this is an asset, and it is the nation's summer capital, and there is some importance to this project. So I don't want to just discount it. I think we ought to say there will be worthy projects, and I think some of these, and they'll merit some of attention. And to get money from foundations, if anybody's ever dealt with foundations, they need, when they go to the foundations, it's very helpful to have where the community, whether it's state and local, or I mean the local governments and stuff, have stepped up to the plate and say, we like it, so they will like it too. So maybe we ought to discuss it, not just discount it.
I think you
it
can.
It has some merit, I think.
I think certainly, like we've always done in the past, that if they have a huge, I say a huge, beyond normal grant request, that it is submitted to the Budget Committee, and that the public hearing, you know, that we certainly you know, get recommendations, and we can certainly have people come to the public hearing, and we can amend the budget if the number is, if you win three votes. How about that? That's the deal, as Bob said.
The town of Laurel has the train station they've been trying to renovate for years, and Seaford has the old post office, which they have their museum in, and they also have the Ross Mansion. And, you know, they're, every year I give them councilmatic money, but it's small amounts because I don't have a whole lot to give them. But, you know, and I would suggest that you keep in contact with Mr. Cole, and he can do the same thing for you. It's a great project, but, you know, we just can't do it for everybody. And I think that, like Mr. Stickle said, restraints are going to be on us this year because of increased costs that we're going to incur in the next budget.
Well, we hope that you at least give it consideration before you finalize your budget in June.
Right.
If you have any questions, okay. I think you know how to reach us. Okay. All the background.
It appears that the 20th of June will be our public hearing. There is usually about a 2.5% contingency in there, which is around $1 million. And the council always has prerogatives to change what our recommendations are. And I haven't seen a budget yet that hasn't been changed by the council at the time of the public hearing.
So it's appropriate for you to work through the councilman who represents that area, and he can try to convince the other council members that it's a worthy cause, and if he can garner three votes, then
great,
it'll go through.
Mr. Cole has the type of personality that always changes votes up here. So.
He called us a bunch of liars and thieves about 2 months ago, so good luck.
Well, no, I qualified. I said they weren't thieves.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you
for your consideration.
Thank you for taking the time. Mr. Kramer, come forward, please, for your weekly report.
Dan, smile. It's not that bad.
Bad enough. My name is Dan Kramer. Mm-hmm. A while back, I asked about a particular sign across from the property in my place. That's an illegal sign. Uh-huh. And to this day, that sign has not been removed. And I want to know why it has not been removed.
What is it?
It's an off-premise sign about 10 times bigger than it's supposed to be. And I want to know why it ain't been removed. And by the way, it's also sitting in a tax ditch.
It's
bank. And they can't mow because the stupid sign is there.
I just been motioned from the gallery. It's in the hands of the constable's office. Have they been violated?
I don't know.
It's in his district.
No, I'm
saying. Oh, it is.
But we will make sure you file a
complaint. Hey, the complaint's already been filed.
There you go.
Not much as.
We'll find out for you.
Mr. Kramer.
Come back next week, please.
On right. Another subject.
Anyone else like to speak? If not, we will have to take a brief recess until 7:30, at which time we're going to have a public hearing on two different ordinances, and we'll be back in about 10 minutes. Gentlemen,
need a motion. Motion to recess until 7:30.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Duke. Second, Mr. Phillips, to recess until 7:30. Questions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Stand in recess.